It's time for West Texas Roots. We have a special twofer this week. Sometimes these stories make it difficult to separate folklore from fact, but in this case, we get the best of both worlds. First, we hear from Barry Johnson, who recalled doing chores for his grandma and a road trip to California. Then Darren Wright shares an interesting story on how families would hide in their basements during Native American raids together with their most valuable possessions, horses.
My grandma used to keep a bowl of unshelled black-eyed peas by the back porch, and you'd walk in the kitchen right there by the door, and she'd ask, did you shell any peas before you came in the house? And you better have her go pick a switch so I could whoop you some. No, it's from this big giant bush with little yellow flowers on it. Well, I learned over the years I was one of the middle grandkids what size to pick. Oh, it'd be about 4 foot long and about the size of a pencil. Well, I guess she wanted to make sure she could hit you if you started jumping around too much. We went to California once to visit her sister or cousin that lived, all I remember was they lived by the ocean, and there was a big giant rock out there about where they lived, out in the ocean. It had a bench seat in the front. There'd be about three or four of us in the front seat, and depending on the size of the rest of them, there'd be five to, I don't know, a lot. They were crammed back there. Some people, if a lot of people, kids wanted to go, they sat in the floorboard back there. 55 Chevrolet four-door.
Mom would tell me about the people around where they live there in the Graham area. They always have a reunion there at Fort Belknap, but they would hide in the basements of the homes, and the basements were always deep enough to bring the horses in as well, because they would, you know, that was one of their big commodities, is the besides themselves, was the horses. And so they would take the horses down in the basement with them during the raids and hide down in there. And my nephew now is a police officer in Young County, and he has had the opportunity to see some of the sheriff books and read some of the old stories that were in the logs about things going on around in there, and he's found and tracked where family was at there, and has tried to go out and look at some of the places that Mom has described, and has found a few. But that's, you know, the basic of it. He gets into it more than I do. He's really into the, you know, tracing the history down there. But there's still a few family down there. And I've always been told that my grandmother had Indian blood in her, you know, some kind of heritage. But I never really got deep into tracking it down. My mom would be the real one to tell all the stories about everything that went on and how they got by during that time.
We recorded Darren Wright's story about how families would hide their horses in their basement during Native American raids, and Barry Johnson's story of his grandma at the Taylor County Expo Center.